Now back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show, which is presented to you by Power Planter Earth Augers, the official digging tool. To find the right size for your digging project, visit powerplanter.com. Now here are your hosts, Joey and Holly Baird.
Welcome back to the Wisconsin Vegetable Gardener Radio Show. Holly, let's go to the hotline and bring in our guest for this week.
Katie Kuznosik is also known as the Booch Witch. She started making kombucha in her kitchen in the spring of 2017. She's enjoyed the ritual ever since and saved thousands of dollars in the process. She enjoys bringing new DIY self-care techniques to those who seek that balance. She launched the Booch Witch in 2020 for the love of kombucha and the benefits of the drink that has provided her. Her unique homebrewing procedure affords a creative and natural flair. Her website is boochwitch.com. Welcome to the program, Katie.
Hey, thank you both so much, Holly and Joey. Thank you for the invite. I'm so happy to be here.
Well, we are happy to have you because kombucha seems to be the new kale, I guess. You know, a couple of years ago, kale was all the rage, and now kombucha seems to have taken that place. And people hear it, they're confused by it, they think it's an alcoholic beverage, and is it safe to drink? So we're gonna debunk all of those myths and explain what it is. So basically, first of all, what is kombucha at its rawest form?
So at its like rawest form, kombucha is a fermented sweet tea. You know, you really want to get straightened down to it. That's what it is. You want to go a little bit into it. There's a scoby on top, and it's kind of like this little mushroom-looking thing that ferments. It basically ferments your sweet tea into kombucha throughout, you know, about a two-week process.
Now, when we talk about a SCOBY, which Holly, that the SCOBY stands for.
Well, why don't we have Katie? Yeah, Katie, tell us.
Yeah, Katie, tell us what SCOBY stands for.
Symbiotic colony of bacteria and yeast.
Now, can one create this their own SCOBY, or is it something that is best recommended to get it from a mother or already existing SCOBY?
You know what? You can definitely make your own SCOBY at home. I do have a SCOBY farm and have, you know, those available for sale on my website. I do also, you know, when I do classes, I teach people how to make kombucha at home, which we can talk about later. But all those classes, everyone gets a SCOBY. So you walk out of there, you're ready, you know, ready to go with that. You can make it on your own with the retail kombucha. I really do recommend getting it from someone you know, a brewer, or, you know, a reputable place online.
Okay, that definitely makes sense. So why did you start brewing kombucha, and what inspired you to teach others to do so?
I started making kombucha because, honestly, it was getting too expensive for me to buy. I had worked really hard to get to some personal health goals, and you know, to maintain that, one of the things I stopped doing was eating and drinking a lot of like really sugary stuff. One of those things I was addicted to, well, not really addicted, but I really love like Diet Coke and Diet Pepsi. So I started actually replacing that with kombucha. I saw it at the store. You know, had kind of been, you know, in my job, I travel out to both coasts, before the pandemic, and noticed this was out there and kind of looked into it and really, you know, liked it. So it's kind of an alternative, you know, healthier alternative to me, and also kind of helped me with some little issues, you know, within my gut, just personally. So, you know, it kind of, you know, I started drinking 2, 3, maybe 4 bottles a week, and at about $2 or $3 a piece, I mean, gosh, that really added up, and I just couldn't justify it, but I didn't want to give it up. So I actually looked into it online and then started talking to my brother-in-law about it, and all along, my brother-in-law has been brewing kombucha, and I think that's, if you talk to people out there, people will be, oh yeah, I know someone who brews kombucha. And you know, I think that more and more people, as it's becoming more popular, you know, to drink, are starting to do that at home.
Well, you talk about the gut health. You talk about the gut health. Can you elaborate a little bit more on this? Because obviously, we all know Diet Coke is not the best beverage in order to consume, but kombucha, it does have beneficial properties for your body.
It does, you know, and I always make it clear in my classes, and you know, I'm not a health professional. I'm a person who loves to, you know, share, you know, cooking recipes and an educational process. But for me, you know, and I like to share my personal experience, you know, for me, it really helped get rid of some really stubborn lower ab fat that really had just been bothering me for so long. And no matter what exercises I did, I just couldn't get rid of it. You know, I noticed that after drinking this regularly, I was starting to feel better. And, you know, gradually that was, along with diet and exercises, really going away. And being able to drink it, have a source at home, you know, to make it on my own has been good for me to maintain that, as well as some other healthy aspects that I think everyone enjoys.
Now, just like everything, this may not be the fix-all to end-all for your personal problems. You want to seek a physician's advice. But for you, you have found that this has been beneficial to you and your lifestyle.
Right. I say I am the booch witch. I'm not the booch doctor. you know, this is just what's worked for me. And you know, I like to share it with friends. I started talking with, you know, people at work and some of my friends, and they started asking me, you know, gosh, could I try some of your kombucha? And then they, you know, they liked it. And they're like, oh, how do you make it at home? So I'd have them over and, you know, love to do that and share the process. And, you know, a couple of them asked me, you know, gosh, have you ever considered starting a business and doing this in a more professional way? And why not? So that's kind of why I started the Booch Witch.
Well, somebody with the name the Booch Witch, probably you have multiple batches going at one time, but for somebody who may want to start on a very small scale, is this something that they have to continue doing nonstop, or can they do it a little bit in the spring or summer and then take a break? Or how does the manufacturing or the production of kombucha work? Can one stop and start whenever they choose to?
So once you have kind of a healthy SCOBY and a healthy process going, you know, like basically once you get the hang of it, once you're established and you're pleased with your results, I think it's fine to take a break. I actually have a blog that really goes into that detail on my website, boochwitch.com. There, because you can take a break, you know, for a week to, you know, a couple weeks, you can totally take a break for kombucha. But that's a little, if you want to make sure that your brew stays healthy, you know, you kind of, there are some things that I recommend you do. So I do recommend that if anyone's out there listening, take a look at that blog. I also have some tips if you're going to be away for several months, you know, if your job is shipping you somewhere, or, you know, you just don't want to brew for a couple months. I do have some advice on how to do that the best way, too. So, yeah, you can definitely take breaks from it. For me, I love kind of the weekly ritual of making kombucha at home. It's been something that's kind of been an important part of getting ready for my week ahead. And the people that I talk to that make kombucha at home kind of enjoy that, too. It's kind of, you know, something that I look forward to every week. So, but, you know, taking a vacation or something like that, there's always something to be said about that as well.
Well, that brings up a question. How much do you make at one time, and how long are those batches good for? Do they go vinegary, essentially, or if you make too much at one time and don't consume it? What is your strategy?
So, you know, like you guessed before, yes, I do have probably more than what's normal for kombucha at home that's currently brewing. But in my class that I teach, you know, and I recommend people start with just a gallon, you know, and that'll give you, you know, a couple 4-ish bottles every week. Once you get started, once your SCOBY is established, once you go through that flavoring process and the proper fermentation process, and then when you refrigerate it, you know, I'd say it's, I usually try to consume all my kombucha within a month. After that, you know, I start to worry about the carbonation that might be building up inside of that. You never know sometimes. It can be a surprise.
Definitely. So we are talking with Katie, a.k.a. the Booch Witch. So Joey and I have only made, I guess, plain kombucha, whatever. Yeah, plain kombucha. But I see that there's flavored kinds at the store. I know I've seen on your Instagram you have flavored them. How does one flavor their kombucha and
do it correctly?
Do it correctly, yeah.
So I think that, well, there are several steps to making kombucha at home. And one of the most important things, cleanliness, make sure your bottles are clean before you start. If you want to flavor your kombucha, I think the best way to do that is with natural fruit. You know, some of the products you see out there use syrup or, you know, kind of some extra added sugar. You know, what I like to teach is that fruit is definitely sweet enough. And something that I really like about what you guys do is I'm also a big gardener. So I enjoy, you know, my own herbs and blending them in different fruits to really get a deeper flavor for kombucha. So really, I think the key to, yes, you can definitely flavor kombucha at home. That's what the Booch Witch is all about. And like Holly said, follow me on social media. I'm always trying out new combinations. But I think really the key to the best flavoring at home is to experiment with the fruits that you like and that you have on hand, you know, all the time at your house, you know, because it'll make it easy and, you know, it'll make it a lot more affordable too. But if you see some good sales when you're out, that's always fun too. Like now is apple season. So that's what I'm experimenting with.
Well, there's a lot of information that we're not going to get able to get through talking with you, but I do want to touch on when we have a SCOBY and we have it, I guess mature is not the right term, when it is established, how do we, because this thing keeps growing, how do you know when the right time to divide or split the SCOBY and start another batch with that division?
So that is another really good question. And I would like to direct you and, you know, anyone who's interested and listening and interested to visit my website, my blog. I have a blog called Is It Time to Split Your SCOBY? You can see online there are some pictures there. You know, you'll kind of see some layers start to form under your SCOBY. It'll get, you know, if it's any bigger than an inch thick, you'll probably notice those layers. And I have a YouTube video on this blog, too, that talks a little bit about it. And I actually go through the whole process in under 3 minutes.
Well, that's definitely very helpful because sometimes you look for videos on stuff and it's like 10 minutes.
19 minutes long, and yeah, it's the last 30 seconds actually talk about what, yeah, it's terrible.
Okay.
Right, it is. And, you know, pro tip, you can definitely speed me up 2 times the speed. I sound a lot funnier, but you can definitely get the gist of it that way, too.
That's great. So how can people find out more about you? I know you mentioned your website, and I think for more local people, you have a class coming up soon?
I do, yeah. If people are interested in finding me, you can find me online, boochwitch.com. And I do have a class in southern Wisconsin, in Janesville, Wisconsin, in the Rotary Botanical Gardens on Halloween. And there's information on that on my website as well.
Absolutely. Well, Katie, we greatly appreciate the time and the abundance of information that you've provided, not only Holly and myself, but all of our listeners in this short period of time we've been given.
I really enjoyed it. Thank you both so much, Holly and Joey. I really enjoyed being here and hope you both have a good day.
You too.
Thank you. For more information, please visit thewisconsinvegetablegardener.com.